You're tuned into the Awakening Zone Radio Network, your news and information source for empowered spiritual awakening.
Welcome to another show of New Energy Birthing. We are so thrilled to have you here, whether you're listening live or whether you are listening a little bit later. We feel your support and you add very much to the energy of our show. And we thank you very much for that. And I just wanted to mention that if you have found us on Blog Talk Radio, we invite you to come over to awakeningzone.com, and you can listen here live, and it's fun because we have a chat room. You can talk to other listeners, and you can also ask questions. You will find a lot of amazing shows on awakeningzone.com, and our guest today, Norma Delaney, along with her wonderful partner, Garrett, they have a wonderful show about the breath on Awakening Zone. We really invite you to listen to that as well. I'm Kathleen Reading Hawes, and I'm here with my wonderful co-host. Hello!
Hello. Hello, Kathleen, and hello, everybody who's listening. It's nice to connect with all of you again.
It is. It's a special day in a lot of reasons, for a lot of reasons. I'm actually traveling. I'm at Disneyland, which is very, they say it's the happiest place on earth, but honestly, you create the happiest place on earth wherever you choose, but there is a special fun about being here, and it's amazing with the technology to be able to do this show from anywhere in the world. So greetings from Disneyland, and tell everyone where you are.
Yeah, I'm from Finland, from the other side of the world. So the technology is really something amazing. And
yes,
everybody who's listening, they can be just from anywhere and from any time. This is special.
It is very special. And to be able to expand consciousness around the things that are so important to us, and Reita and I both have a very special love and passion for New Energy Birthing. And to have this format to be able to talk about it is very special indeed. And today we have a beautiful guest who has agreed to join us and share a little bit about her and her experience. Many of you know Norma Delaney, but for those that do not, she is to me the embodiment of compassionate breath. She had a very special introduction to the breath that perhaps that she will talk about a little bit. But I would have to say, personally for me, I have learned more about compassion and more about the breath from Norma than anyone else. And I had an immediate connection with her at the Dreamwalker Birth School when I had never really seen anyone do what she had done before. At what she did. I had never seen anyone do that before, where she immediately was so connected with the energies of that school that she brought in the breath. And we'll talk a little bit more about that. She has a wonderful, wonderful partner, Garrett, and together they present some very profound experiences they have an Owama school. And you can find out more about Norma and Garrett on their website, which is newbreath.net. And contact them if you have any questions about attending any of their wonderful events. It's very special and very life-changing. So we really, really thank Norma for coming on today. And we will say hello to her now. Hello, Norma.
Hello.
Hello.
We are so happy.
Thank you. Thank you for coming as a guest to our show.
It's truly my gift. It really is. I never tire of talking about breath.
And we never tire about hearing about it, because you have a perspective that is so unique and offers so much through the breath. So there are some people we mentioned before the show that there will be some people listening that are really new to what you offer. And can you just tell us a little bit about yourself? And I just mentioned that you had a very unique connection with the breath and how it came to you. Would you share a little bit about that and how you came to understand the breath?
I'd be happy to. I was living in Kauai and house-sitting for a dear friend and didn't know anyone on the island, so I had a lot of quiet time. In that quiet time, I began to notice this wonderful energy talking to me. And because it was much like the gentleness of the island, it had a flow and a rhythm like the island, I was very at ease. After a while, I asked, "What is your name?" Because it was so playful, I was playing back. And this voice said, "My name is Kuan Yin." I had no idea what is a Kuan Yin. I thought it must be just a Hawaiian word. I was very surprised to find that it was a beautiful, beautiful energy that comes to humans to empower, to channel, and through the method of breath. I laughingly told her, "How funny, everyone already breathes." And in her compassionate kindness, she just smiled and said, "We could do breath a new way." I had no idea what that might be, but I was interested in her gentle, gentle invitation. And so we began to play in 1991 at breathing together, connecting together through this breath, this exquisite breath.
It is a beautiful, it doesn't take but just a moment to really feel into what you are saying. And she called it the new breath. And you call it the new breath. For those that are really not familiar, is there something that you can say that would help someone feel in or understand what makes this breath a new breath?
Well, this is the breath used by a brand new baby. As soon as the baby is born, he takes a new breath. And this breath is the one that we guide people to use by breathing in through the nose, just the nose, not the mouth, all the way down into your belly, into your core, you begin to notice change, stillness. For in that core of you is sweet stillness, compassionate stillness. And as you exhale the used breath out through your nose once more, a rhythm begins. She would have me stand at the seashore, and we would breathe with the ocean, breathing in, breathing out, breathing in, and breathing out, receiving, just like the beach was receiving the kiss from the ocean. And then those waters would go back out to sea. So it was the receiving and the releasing, receiving and releasing.
I had that same experience in Kauai in April, and I don't know if I've heard you say it is like the beach, the receiving and releasing. I don't know if I've ever heard you say that or not, but that was the same feeling that came to me. That beach,
yes,
it stands, is so still, and it,
yes,
receives and releases. And so whether I remember from you or whether I just was able to have that understanding, that was such a clarity for me in that moment. So I appreciate you saying that, and that's a very beautiful feeling and image, just like the wave of the ocean. Beautiful. Thank you. Were you surprised that it could be something that we perceive so simple as the breath that could really be the tool for such transformation and change? Were you surprised at that at first?
Oh, my, yes. Yes, but what I noticed was the more I breathed with Kuan Yin in that rhythm that she was sharing, that the ocean was sharing, it truly was an experience of receiving. I had never noticed earlier than that that I was usually hyperventilating. And so I was just breathing, and I was talking fast, and I was hurrying, and I was hustling, and I was busy, busy, busy. And I had not received fully the gift that is in breath. It was a great revelation to me to discover there is something new here for each one of us. Just like a new baby in that first breath is invited to receive life, we are invited to receive life fully, breath at a time.
That is so beautifully expressed. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
I also wanted to ask you, I talked just a little bit about the Owama School that,
yes,
you offer, and we want people to go to your website and discover a little bit more. Can you explain a little bit about this very sacred event that you offer called Owama School?
Oh, I love it so much. You have to be careful when you ask me to share. But it truly came out of the willingness to facilitate, invite, support people to find the safe space within them. And so we would come together, knowing that we would be doing some breathing together so they could experience it with me in the beginning. And we were assured repeatedly that many of the Grand Masters come to the school and are there with us each of the 5 days, bringing their energy along with our breath to help this feeling of nurtured safeness, to dare to open, to discover these words of truth for themselves. It's not what I speak of unless I can assist you in feeling it also and allowing transformation in your life, because usually that is what people are looking for, how to transform from a fear human to this enlightened human. And so yeah. I can go on and on about the things that we do, the celebrations that we have. We do it all over the world. We just returned from Austria. And as you can see, I can chatter on and on about it. but visit our website. We think we have a clear definition, explanation there.
Perfect.
Thank you. You know, you're absolutely right that so many people are looking for transformation, for expansion, to shift from being in a limited mental human state back to this grander, expanded being that they on some level know themselves to be. And so many times I have heard you say, dare to use this breath.
Yes, yes.
At the risk of transformation and change, dare to use this breath.
Yes. Come out of hiding and dare to discover living instead of surviving.
Mm-hmm. And it's so interesting that people, I think they're feeling, some people feel, and I know with the people that I have worked with, and the breath is the thing that I do use with the people that I work with, they're astounded that it's not more complicated than that. In other words, I think they think that there's a series of tests and workshops and you know, all these things that they need to do. And when I tell them that they primarily will be learning to breathe, they look at me so strangely. But of all people, you must have received the most strange looks of anyone I know.
Yes.
Yes. That it can be.
And yet it is a very concrete tool that we can use.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Mm. It is not just theory and talk. It's something we can do.
Yes.
Yeah. So, Kathleen, did you want to ask something more about the breath in general, or can I ask about the special breath?
Yes.
The breathing?
Yes, please. Okay. Thank you, Ray.
We, as a doulas, we use the breath as our main tool with our clients. And Norma, you brought the breath that we use. Can you tell us how the breath can serve? What is it in the breath that can help the parents to connect with their unborn child and to invite the baby in?
Yes, the breath is a bridge. It becomes a bridge because when you use this particular breath, you are breathing from this core of you, what I call the home of your soul. Soul breath connects so easily, gently, clearly with the unborn baby. For the baby is still in that realm, what we call the other side, and that baby is very clear. Oh, look, this one wants to really reach out and connect. Baby does not use mental energy, word energy, but the deep stillness of soul breath. And in a rhythm, much like the ocean and the land mass, human and baby, whether unborn or born, can begin to use this rhythmic vibration, which serves as a bridge.
Wow, that is very beautifully put. And it makes perfect sense.
It is a beautiful way to express that. I was at the school when you brought that beautiful breath through, and I was also struck how many times you use the word invite or invitation. Now, doulas understand this very clearly, but for those that are new to this, can you speak just a little bit as you were bringing the breath through, and as you have brought many other breaths through, what is it about the energy of invitation that works so well with what we're doing?
There is a vibration even in the word itself. Invitation. I invite. You can feel that openness, that gentleness, that safeness, almost like holding your hand out with your palm up, saying, come, come, come connect with me. And in that rhythm that occurs as you allow your deep, incredible, brilliant soul breath to be the vessel that flows through this space called invitation. So it is open, it flows to receive and release, to receive and release. It is a flow. And in flow, there becomes a sense of welcome, safe, almost like breath is smiling.
Yes.
Wow.
The words that you're speaking, I will have you know, will live on far beyond this show. That what you are saying is so important, not only for those involved in actual physical birthing, but birthing in every way.
Yes.
So every word that you speak, I know they're words, but the energy behind what you're saying is very important. I can't thank you enough. You talk about invitation so beautifully, and is it not the opposite of force, which comes from power and the mind and fear?
Oh, yes. It's like, it's so far apart, they're not even connected. Fear and all of those parts, those games, come from the mind. And the mind is a storage house for words, used primarily by adults who have had life experiences with fear and words. But when we use breath, you can feel by breathing in through the nose down into the core of you, there are no words. It bypasses all words, and so it is a flow. It is a flow of breath, much like a river's flow, and so it has no fear, just soothing flow. Soothing and soothing makes an invitation, even facilitating that the breath can be a gentler experience, because flow and invitation, warm, open, inviting, joyousness.
Yes.
Mm. Yes, and like Kathleen said, we can really use the same birthing breath for just about anything.
Yes.
Connecting birthing, it's something that can be used every day, or should be used every day. And it's very, very helpful. I have learned, since I have started working as an doula, that the same breath is so much easier, an easier tool to use to whatever my goal is or what I want to do. If I want to connect with my soul or invite something to my life, I go with the birthing breath. It's very, very effective. And it's so easy. And it really works. So I really hope our listeners can tap into that flow of breath and start using it in their lives also. So, Kathleen, do you want to comment some more or ask some more, or are we ready for a very short break?
I just wanted to add one more thing before we take a break, mm-hmm. and that's a great idea. Thank you. Plus, you know, there's fun in invitation. Who does not like to be invited somewhere or something? I can remember as a child getting an invitation to a birthday party and mm-hmm. how exciting that was, and what joy and what fun can be in an invitation. And as I work with the parents, I have them really feel into how fun it can be to be invited. And it's as if you're throwing a grand party for these little ones to come in, or you're setting a beautiful table for a great idea to come in, or a creation to be launched. It can be joyous, can't it, Norma?
Oh, yes. Yes, in fact, we use it. I have my clients use it if they have a 5-year-old who's having a bad day, to sit and breathe together, inviting the child to leave the mind and the fear and come home into the core of stillness, safeness, breathing with the parent, together, remembering all is well. All is well. We are safe and loved, so very loved. So you're never too old or too young to receive this breath into choice for living.
Yes, I would absolutely agree. And I notice now with our little Adula babies that are the ones we've been working with some time that have been born, they're growing up now. And we've noticed from talking to the parents that even after they're born, they look for this breath. And even as toddlers, one client's little girl comes to mind that when she would need to feel that connection, when things were maybe a little topsy-turvy in the day, or she would take her parents' face with her little hands and she would make them look right at her and she would say, breathe. She wanted the breath. So they're old enough that they are verbalizing, yes, that breath. We still want it. We still know what it can do for us. So thank you so much for adding that. Is there anything else before we take a break?
I'd like to add a comment. I've noticed that the incoming cells, the incoming babies, when they get in the end of the pregnancy, a little bit hesitant, or maybe it's a little bit frightening thing being born soon into the physical. So when they are assured that the breath goes on, that their mothers and fathers will keep breathing for a long time, it really gives them comfort and a feeling of safety. I have noticed that. It changes the energy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, and would you say that, Norma, would you say that the energies are quite intense right now and this breath is maybe more important than ever?
Oh, yes. Yes, you know, with the eclipse and full moon and all of the things going on, as well as the human realm, and the new ones feel, you know, they are so sensitive, they are so aware, and so if this deep, still breathing becomes the natural, the norm for the parents, that baby will feel it, sense it, awaken its energies to know that, oh, parent is in the house, all is well. They truly want to connect with you. So I invite you, let you use this breath for you to flow through the outer chaoses, and knowing within, all is well, so safe.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
And I have felt to tell my parents that I work with that when you come every day in a breath, just as you said you would, that sows those first seeds of trust that the little one looks for this. And trust that you'll come just like you said you would. And that seems to resonate quite strongly with the parents, that they can set up the first seedlings of trust even before birthing time.
If you don't mind, I'll share an experience just to elaborate on that.
Mm-hmm.
It does not have to be just the parents. You who are the birthing masters, the baby becomes familiar with the sound of your voice, the sound of your breathing rhythm. and the sense of peace and stillness, connecting solidly, anchoring, there is a safe space. And as you have your host parent breathe in your rhythm in the beginning, you are amplifying so that no matter where the baby hears your voice, I had a baby specifically ask me to tell its parent, I don't like that name it's considering. I don't like that name at all. So when I told the parents, because the baby was not born, the parents began to develop a new level of trust. It's called joy shared, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Beautiful.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Let's do that.
Thank you.
If there's nothing else, Rita?
No, I think it's time to have just a very short break. And then after the break, we will get a very special treat from Norma. We get to breathe with her. So, Kathleen, let's do the break now.
Perfectly. Okay, we will be, and this is a very, very short break, so we encourage everyone to stay with us for just a moment. Thank you.
Thank you.
If you would like more information about the work of the Spiritual Doula, we invite you to visit our website at adoulas.org. This is the website of the International Society of Adoulas, and you can find great information on this website, but you can also find a directory of adoulas from all around the world. Please visit our website, and if you have any questions, just use the contact page to ask questions and someone will get back to you. Thank you so much, and we will bring Norma back on. We don't promote our pages as much as we should probably, but we do we do want people to know that this sacred breath that you're talking about is available to parents as they are bringing in and hosting these children for a lifetime. So we do want them to know about this. So is there anything else that you would like to add, Norma, before we ask you if you'd be willing to breathe with us?
I know that you stress that as the parent is practicing the breathing for themselves, the connection, that deep lifelong connection that develops even before the baby is born is so priceless. It is built on trust. It is built on the baby coming through the birth canal with a sense of safeness, truly feeling that this parent that's awaiting them is here every moment. What looks disastrous to the mind story of being birthed through this trust, this new friendship, this rhythmic connection makes a bridge of safeness beyond anything mind can comprehend. It is a sensing, truly a beautiful sensing.
Yes. Just beautifully put. And we like to add that we love a soft place for these little ones to land. And I can't think of anything softer then to land through the breath right to the parents who've been guiding them all along.
Yes. So we get to experience that softness and that connection, the feeling of that breath of connection. If Norma will be kind enough to guide us through the breath, and as we spoke before, we can use this breath to connect to our soul or to birth the light body, or to connect to our children, even if they are already bigger. Anything. It's a very, very helpful tool to use, and it's such a beautiful, beautiful way to breathe that Norma has offered us as the guidance of how to do it. So, Norma, would you be kind enough to show us all and guide how to do
Happy
that?
Happy to.
Thank you.
And because I was told you have some people who are relatively new, I often invite the new people to lay down, lay on a sofa, lay on the floor, and if you want to use a light blanket, a light shawl, something to cover you with. Notice the sense of being wrapped lends itself to a safeness. And as you are breathing in through your nose, into the core of you, your belly, put your hand on your belly and feel the rhythm of receiving the breath and releasing the breath, receiving the breath and releasing the breath. A deep, gentle rhythm, receiving and releasing, receiving and releasing, deep, gentle, receiving and releasing, receiving and releasing, this rhythmic invitation just for the joy of receiving this miracle that is coming, breath at a time, breath at a time, breathing in, breathing out, breathing in, breathing out, receiving, releasing, receiving, knowing a grand, grand miracle is coming. This miracle, call a child, a gift, your breath is a gift. Building a bridge with the unborn and you, this compassionate, compassionate parent who joyously, joyously awaits to share deep, sweet love, deep, sweet love, receiving and releasing, receiving and releasing, with your hand on your belly, feel the sweet, solid connection, breath at a time, breath at a time, breathing in, breathing out, breathing in, breathing out. Yes, each breath, just for you, dear one, just for you, deep, slow. Breath, breath upon breath, breath upon breath, receiving and releasing, receiving and releasing this bridge of love affair grows stronger, more solid, more intimately welcoming. Into me, all that we can be together through breath. Breathing in, breathing out, breathing in, breathing out, deep and slow, gently, gently. A form of rocking, rocking the baby in a cradle of breath, rocking the baby in a cradle of breath, breath at a time, breath at a time, for you, dear ones, for you. Yeah. Yeah. I'm trusting you are going to interrupt me. You know, I can just continue breathing because I love it so dearly. It flows so deeply for me, but it is your show.
I don't think anybody would mind keeping breathing. Yes. Thank you. Thank you, Norma. That was really wonderful. As we could see or hear that it's very simple. It's a very simple tool that everybody knows how to use.
Yes.
And it's always with us. We can take it with us. Yes.
Well, and as a doulas, as birth practitioners, this breath was such a gift because now, as we learn to use it, then we teach our clients, we teach our parents this breath that the incoming baby can connect with so sweetly and so easily. So this, you're bringing in the breath for the doulas. It made it possible for us then to work with others and to teach them how to breathe. And as we have said, this works for the babies coming in. It works for a closer connection with soul. Would you agree with that, Norma?
Oh, yes. It builds that bond of, it's stunning because the more trust is laid down, even before breath, as the baby is approaching the birthing moments, there is an avenue of trust, an avenue of flow, and in that rhythmic breath with core of you, daring to be, to demonstrate, see how you can do this too, see how mommy is doing it for you, trust, breath, breath will always keep you safe, dear one, breath. Breath at a time is a safe space for you to live with the entirety of your life, and I help you build it now. Mommy and child together with soul. Yeah.
That is just beautiful.
And there is such a deep feeling in all of it. Even if you are new to this idea of using breath, to this energy of using breath, we invite you to listen to this again many times, as many times as you choose, to really feel the energy behind the word. For there's much more than what Norm is saying. And you invite yourself to open and to feel. And Norma talks about flow. That is how energy, that's what we want energy to move. We want it not to become forced or stuck or intensify, but we want energy to flow. And as she's talked, I invite you to feel into the feeling of flow, even behind the words. But there's so much more. It's so deep, so deeper than that, to feel the flow behind what she is bringing in. As an Adula, I cannot thank you enough, Norma, for being so able to connect in a very sacred moment during the birthing school, to where you were so clear about what it is that we needed as facilitators, to what the incoming child needed to be able to flow in, to have a soft landing, and to be so connected to the parent. It is, I call the breathing the cornerstone of the Adula work, because without that, it would be, well, it just wouldn't be.
It wouldn't be.
Yeah.
It just wouldn't be.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you, Norma. It really is the basics of what we do.
This is why I have such honor for what you are doing, what you are teaching. Truly, from the core of me, I honor each of you. You are instilling such a deep quality that has been missing for so very long. Mind birthing can never, ever give and convey what you are offering. I am so honored to call you my friend.
Well,
thank you. And you are more than a friend. You are your willingness to share what you know that is the most valuable piece of what we do. It's beyond words to tell you how grateful we are.
Yes. We truly are, and we are honored to have you had you as a guest today. And I've been reading the Awakening Zone chat room, and now listeners are also appreciating the show. They say it's been a wonderful show, and it really has. So thank you so very much, Norma, for doing this for all of us.
Yes, thank you, dear Norma. And we encourage people to go to her website, she and Garrett's website, to find out more about, if you want to know about the breath, then go to Norma and Garrett. or they will introduce you and they will dare you to use this most powerful tool for transformation and change and connection, as the Adu is used. So, Norma, from the bottom of our hearts and as Rave has expressed, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you. So
that was a wonderful time with Norma. Appreciate and love her so much. And a little bit of information for our next show. We will be taking a break in November, but we have a very special show lined up for our last show. Would you give the date for that, Raisa?
Sorry, I was reading the chat room.
Sorry. I kind of threw you off there a little bit.
Yes.
Our last show will be on December 11th.
Yes, 11th.
And
second Thursday of December.
Say that again.
Okay.
The 11th?
The second Thursday of December.
Yes. Yes, the second Thursday, and we will give you plenty of notice. We have a special show in mind for our last show. As many of you know, the Awakening Zone is going off the air at the end of December, so we have a special show in mind for our last show on December 11th. So again, thank you to all of you for joining us today. To be able to have Norma's contribution to this on our show, I know I will listen to it many, many times. And
yes, me too. And I suppose all of the Adulas.
Yes,
very
much.
Yes.
So we invite you to go to her website, their website, newbreath.net. I invite you to go to my website, adulabirth.com. And would you like to give your website, Raisa?
Yes, which is in Finnish. It's uusienergia.com. So, and the show will be there on the archives until the end of the year. So, it's a good idea to download it into your computer so you'll have it later on.
Yes, that's a great point. Thank you so much. You really do want to have the show to listen to over again, and to download it is a beautiful idea. So, again, thanking Norma so much for her contribution many years ago and the contribution again today for Dreamwalker Birth and for the Adulas. Thank you, dear Reika.
And thank you, Kathleen.
Yes, and
thank you.
And thanks again, Norma. And we will be back December 11th. So with that, we will say farewell until next time. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you. Okay, bye.
You've been listening to the Awakening Zone Radio Network, offering insights and inspiration for our evolving consciousness.